Mark Nolte with number one Paul Jones. Paul making his triumphant return to Charlotte, North Carolina, Thanksgiving weekend, November 26th, 28th, the Hilton Hotel, the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Legends Fan Fest. And, Paul, I know it's going to be a big weekend.
Oh, God, yes. I lived there for years. I'm looking forward to coming back to Charlotte and seeing a lot of old friends and everything. Thanksgiving is in wrestling in the Carolinas. That's the biggest night of the year. And everybody runs to the Coliseum to watch wrestling. I don't know. I guess wrestling and turkey goes together. But I'm looking forward to being there, and I hope everybody shows up full of turkey and ready to get autographs and take pictures. And I think everybody's going to have a good time. Plus, I get to see a lot of old legends. So I think everybody's going to have a great time, and it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Paul, you brought up a great point a moment ago talking about the tradition of professional wrestling on Thanksgiving. And nowhere was that tradition more evident than in the Carolinas. This is going to be a tribute to Starrcade. And, Paul, you were on two Starrcades. You wrestled Jimmy Valiant. You beat Jimmy Valiant in a Tuxedo Street fight in 1984, and it took 2 years for Jimmy to get his revenge when he won a hair versus hair match in 1986.
Yeah, Mark, I remember the Tuxedo match. I remember me winning that.
Do you remember winning the Loser Leaves match?
Yes, Yes, that's what it was. I remember that, and I think everybody thought I was going to lose, including Jimmy Valiant. But I guess number one was victorious again.
But you don't remember anything about getting your head shaved 2 years later?
That is very cloudy, Mark, because, you know, it's funny. I remember in my career, I remember all the wins just as clear as a bell. But people mentioned to me some of my losses, and it's very, very foggy. I can't say yes, I can't say no, so I think I'll just say no, I don't remember losing my hair. Can you imagine me losing my hair?
Yeah, nobody could imagine that. Paul, what was it that made Thanksgiving such a great day for wrestling?
I guess it was big all over, Mark, but it was something special in the Carolinas where people would get together and, you know, they would have turkey dinner, and it just seemed like turkey and wrestling, you know, went together. It was just something special, and families got together, and and it was like turkey, dessert, and then wrestling. And that's where they went on a Thursday night.
Getting back to 1975 in Greensboro, the big double main event that sold out the Greensboro Coliseum. Of course, Jack Briscoe defending the NWA World Heavyweight Championship in a no disqualifications match against Wahoo McDaniel, and you challenging Terry Funk for the United States Heavyweight Championship.
That was a great night. People lined up all the way down the freeway trying to get to the building, and they closed the doors and wouldn't let anybody in the Coliseum.
Giving the fans what led up to your challenge of Terry Funk for the U.S. title that night, Johnny Valentine had to retire after the plane crash. Johnny was the reigning United States Heavyweight Champion at the time. The belt was the prize of a 16-man tournament that Terry Funk beat you in the finals of, and this Greensboro match on Thanksgiving was the rematch of that tournament final.
Before Valentine had the plane crash, I was in line for a rematch for the U.S. Heavyweight belt in Greensboro. I guess that's why I fought so hard that night. I beat Terry Funk.
How much of a blow was it to you personally when Johnny Valentine had to retire? Because I know how much respect you had for Johnny.
I had a lot of respect for him, in and out of the ring. I thought he was one of the toughest guys. When you got in the ring with Johnny Valentine, I got in there thousands of times. I knew that the match was going to be no shorter than 45 minutes. I knew that, you know, that I had to fight. He didn't care how hard I hit him, and I didn't, you know, how hard he hit me. That's why if a lot of people remember the matches that we had against each other.
Paul, you were one of the most enduring stars in the history of Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling. Did you like being cheered better, or did you like being booed better?
Well, that's a good question. As long as they would come to see me, I don't care if they booed or cheered or whatever. Just as long as they come. And I enjoyed them. I enjoyed the fans. being booed. I enjoyed the fans being cheered. The only difference between being cheered and being booed, you don't sign that many autographs.
Well, that's one way to look at it. But you are going to be signing autographs in Charlotte this coming Thanksgiving weekend.
You bet. I'm going to be signing autographs, going to be taking pictures.
They're going to be selling pictures. There are going to be opportunities for Polaroids with some of the stars you included. And there's also going to be a question and answer session on Friday night at 9 o'clock.
That's right. I'm getting there Friday afternoon. And Friday night, like you said, 9 o'clock, Mark. I'm going to do a Q&A. So it starts at 9 o'clock. And I guess the last thing that they're going to have that night. And so if it starts at 9 o'clock, I'll answer questions till 1 o'clock in the morning. I don't care.
So, in other words, you're claiming to be the main event on Friday.
Yes, I'm the main event on Friday.
All right. Well, Paul, we're certainly looking forward to seeing you in Charlotte. Like you said, you'll be getting there Friday. You'll be signing autographs most of the weekend. You'll have an official autograph session on Sunday. You'll be taking Polaroids, and you'll have a Q&A session. How much are you looking forward to coming back to your old stomping grounds for Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, number one, Paul Jones, thanks for your time, and we're looking forward to seeing you Thanksgiving weekend at the Hilton in Charlotte for the Mid-Atlantic Wrestling Legends Fan Fest.
Okay, thank you, Bart.